Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we are joined now by a member of the East Side Parkways Coalition, Michael Gaynor. Michael, welcome back to Hardline.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great. And again, Michael, I appreciate you joining me on such short notice. Really appreciate the time this morning.
Absolutely. Like, our work on this project continues, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
Yes. Now they are announcing new public outreach, but I know we don't want to go back because that project's been scrapped. But remind us of the concerns from the first round of public outreach meetings.
Well, I think that the concerns were numerous. I think that the big part that a lot of people were weighing in on were the health impacts, as it directly impacts the residents closest to the highway. And if you'll remember, the lawsuit had 60 plaintiffs, many of which, actually the majority of which, were directly from the adjacent Humboldt Parkway. And, you know, we know historically that this neighborhood has some of the worst health outcomes in the country. So that was a big driving force. We were concerned about the mitigating effects of the environment, what the DOT was going to do to mitigate some of those negative health impacts. We were also just looking at just general connectivity and how the DOT was trying to sell this as a phase one, when we knew that continuing this project north, given the proximity to the Skajakwita drain, the large culvert that diverts water underneath the Kensington Expressway, was going to provide a very large burden to continuing a tunnel of any kind north towards Delaware Park. So basically, this project would really be just limited to a cap for that 3/4 mile area, and we probably wouldn't see much difference elsewhere. A lot of people were really talking, though, about the long-term economic impacts of this project. And you were just touching on, before I got on the air, what that parkway looked like before it was destroyed during the construction of the 33. But a big part of the conversation that is missed is, what was the impact on all of those commercial corridors that used to be robust with traffic and used to be primary arteries for bringing people into the city center? What happened to those commercial streets, Broadway, Genesee, Sycamore, Kensington, when this highway was built? And I am looking at, and you know, I was a mayoral candidate, and a big part of my driver here is, if we're going to spend a lot of money here on transportation, we need to get it right. We have to get it right in a way that brings the neighborhood together, that improves the health, and brings long-term economic vitality to our city. And I know that a lot of people have a hard time envisioning right now, like, what it would look like, right, to be on an improved Genesee Street that is four lanes, that has technology that moves traffic efficiently, but also has stores and shops and places for people to conduct business. It's hard to imagine that today, but in 5 or 8 years, it would be a transformation and people wouldn't think about it. They would just think about the fact that they're driving on a street in one of the best designed cities in the world. And that's what Buffalo is. We need to leverage our existing infrastructure. It will cost us less. It'll be better for the community, better for health, and better for our economy.
And by the way, you talk about what Humboldt Parkway was and what you're hoping it will be again. Steve Cishon has a great article with pictures of Humboldt Parkway before construction and then all the way during construction of the 33. And yeah, it's exactly what you're saying, Michael. I mean, you see, it's ripping up right in the middle of the city. I would suggest anyone go and check that out. So, Michael, Tuesday, December 2nd, the first of this new public outreach, what are you expecting? And to this point, have you heard anything from the DOT?
Haven't heard much, unfortunately. And I think that's an important part to bring up is that there was an initial stakeholder group that initially 2.5 years ago was by invitation only. But when we started learning more about this project, members of Eastside Parkways and folks from the community and other residents from the Humboldt started to just show up at the Science Museum and really make their voices heard. I'm pretty sure that after the lawsuit and given 2 years of robust political and community engagement, the DOT has a pretty good understanding of what the community wants and don't want. And I'm a little bit discouraged that we're calling this a listening session and we're not calling it what it actually should be, which is a scoping engagement session, which is the first step in the EIS, where we actually are articulating what is going to be considered in the EIS. What is going to be the scope of this project? What do we want it to look like? What are the options and the alternatives that we want to study? That is the first step of the EIS process. And if the DOT has had a pulse, which I'm pretty sure they have been paying attention for the last 2 years, they know that the public, the general public in the city of Buffalo, now I haven't surveyed the suburbs. I can only speak to the people that I've been networking with. And I will tell you that through my political process, I've spoken to anywhere from 8,000 to 10,000 individual people about this project. The lion's share of them want nothing to do with a tunnel. They think a tunnel would be a disaster for our city. And I agree. But what do they want? And I think that if you really dig in a little bit, number one, people don't want burdened taxation. So they don't want a project that's going to increase cost. And they want one that's going to bring more economic vitality and health to the community. So what does that mean? That means we look historically at what has delivered those positive benefits. And that would be filling in the lower section of the Kent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
From the 198 and thinking about that as the desired project outcome. And what would we need to do to make that work so that it does work for the city, so that it does work for neighborhoods, so it does work for suburban commuters? Trust me, I live in the city, yes, but I think about the region. I want people from the suburbs to come downtown and come to our businesses and come to work and patronize all of the economic opportunities and recreational opportunities that are available. I want that for them and I want that for our city and our region. So how do we make it work so that it works for everybody? And I'm telling you, The shortest path is to fill it in and to make at-grade investments into our existing commercial corridors, into Genesee, into Broadway. Now, that's going to pose some questions. How do we get people? You were just asking them before we got on the air. You were talking about coming downtown from the Turkey Trot. How do you get efficiently onto Genesee Street? Well, maybe we have to do some interesting things at Harlem. Maybe we have to create a new ramp off the 90 to get onto Broadway. Maybe we have to do a little bit of expansion. Maybe we need to incorporate technology. All of these things are answered during the EIS process so that we can efficiently maintain mobility and movement of folks that are coming to downtown with their cars while also positioning ourselves for long-term economic health and vitality. That is how we have to think about the scoping phase of this project. Now, if they're just going to cling on to this tunnel project and think that their shortest path to get the tunnel is to engage people from the suburbs and use scare tactics for people so that we don't change something and create a really transformative project, that's possible. But I don't think that's an authentic community engagement process. You know, Tuesday? Tuesday is our first opportunity to start to articulate as a community what's best for the region. And that means looking not just at the Kensington Expressway, but also the Skagit Corridor, the 198 project that's quote unquote been shelved by the DOT, and thinking about the needs of our suburban population. But first and foremost, thinking about the people that have been burdened by this highway in their backyards, the people that continue to live with the noise and the pollution and the distraction and the separation and the economic compromise that has come about because of a highway in the center of a dense urban neighborhood. And that is what we need to undo. And that's what we need to address. I don't want to be 20 years out thinking we had an opportunity to get this right, and once again, we made the wrong decision. And either it's the same as it looks now, or we have something that is a tremendous compromise over what is most needed.
And by the way, and you know this, Michael, we've talked about this, but my criticism that in 20 years everything will look the same, it's nothing against you guys, the work you do, or the passion you bring to this, and it's really not against the DOT. It's living in Buffalo for 20-some years and just seeing how this is where projects come to die, and that's where my criticism of not seeing anything happening. It's nothing against either involved.
Yeah, and it's no criticism to you at all. But what I'm saying is the difference that we have today is that we have a bunch of Davids out there that came together despite overwhelming momentum. You know, in the governor's mind, the stars were aligned for a tunnel, right? We had a Democratic president. We had a Democratic governor. The stars were aligned. Everything was happening. And those residents stopped a project that would have been bad for Buffalo and would have put us, I think, decades behind other municipalities and other cities across this country because it was the wrong project. And we now have an opportunity. And I believe that through the CIS process and through an engaged citizen effort, through an authentic scoping process facilitated by the DOT, and we're going to have another event on December 13th, that's going to specifically talk about this scoping and this EIS project and having the community articulate what they want to see for this project. But, you know, this is our opportunity to do that. And I'm telling you that based on my experience, I've been in Buffalo 20 years. This is the first time I've seen people come together, mobilize, organize to create long-term transformational change. And that is not going to end. That effort is going to continue. Those people are committed. You can drive across the city and you see Restore Humboldt Parkway signs all over. People want to see something huge happen here. And I believe it can be transformational and not compromise our ability to move people around the city efficiently. It can be done because those at-grade improvements, those technological improvements, there's all new technology now that exists for, you know, synchronized light, lighting and safe movement and efficient movement of cars that did not exist 10 years ago or 15 years ago. We can do that, and it'll be so much cheaper than what was budgeted for the tunnel. You know, some estimates are it would be half the cost. And I think that that's where these improvements can really, you know, address so many issues. One, the high costs. Number two, the long-term economic benefits. And number three, the long-term health benefits of this community.
Michael Gaynor, member of the Eastside Parkways Coalition. Michael, thank you so much. And maybe we can connect after the meeting sometime this week on my my weekday show, and you can give your thoughts on the first public outreach.
We'd be happy to do that.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.